Hi everyone. So I didn't post the story that it was me, and I really didn't want to publicize it because I'm not so comfortable, but I spoke to a rev and the rev says you're supposed to tell the miracle, and also when people hear who it is, it just makes it more of a miracle, that it likes a tangible miracle, something you really feel much more deeply. So the story about the woman who fell off the cliff, sorry, I got emotional when I talk about it, was me. I was with my husband, my kids, my two brother-in-laws, their wives, their kids, and we were hiking in Niagara Falls Gorge. I don't want anybody to ever be discouraged from hiking. Hiking is beautiful. We were hiking, and my husband was up ahead with a bunch of the kids, and my brother-in-laws and their wives were behind with some of their kids. And I was walking side by side with my daughter, who is almost 8, and we were just talking. And the path was not narrow. It wasn't an easy hike, but it was not narrow. And we were just talking, and all of a sudden I tripped. And I shouldn't have fallen over the side. I should have just fell in the path and maybe broke something. Like, I don't understand how I fell, but all of a sudden I tripped and I started sliding on my belly head first towards the cliff. And there was trees on my right. Like, I should have stopped myself. I was trying to stop myself. I hear my daughter screaming. She was screaming, "No, no, mommy." She was screaming, "Mommy, mommy." And I'm thinking in my head, I have to stop myself. And I was trying to grab onto, there was a very thick root sticking up out of the ground. And it was big enough and looked like it was strong enough that it should have been able to help me stop myself. And I was thinking at the same time, it doesn't make sense. It's not my time to die. I can't go over the edge. I have to stop myself. My daughter said she saw me grab the root. I don't remember. She said that's what how I ended up feet first down. All I knew next, I was floating. I could only describe it as floating. I was floating down this cliff, free falling, but in like a floating fashion. And I could only just maybe describe it that Hashem was holding me because it doesn't make sense. I wasn't going so fast. I was floating down and then I hit the bottom and I fell on, it was all boulders, there was no trees, and I hit the bottom. I remember hitting my head in the back, hitting my head in the front and thinking, whoa. Like, I was trying to get my bearings for a second and I'm thinking, wow, I'm alive. And then I reached up and I touched the top of my head. And I was like, my head's uncovered. I was trying to remember if I have a shaitel or tichel. I really try to wear my shaitel out as much as I can. And Baruch Hashem, the shaitel found landed right next to me because I really was very uncomfortable at that point. I couldn't turn around to find it. And I put my shaitel on. And then I said, like, thank you, Hashem, for, saving me. And then I yelled up to my daughter, who was screaming. I could hear her screams in the canyon because I was down at the bottom with the water. I wasn't in the water, I was next to the water. And I was screaming up to my daughter that I was okay, but she was screaming so much she didn't hear me. But at that point, either my daughter ran to my husband ran back because he heard my daughter's screams. And then he like yelled down, and I yelled up that I was okay. I don't know how far down I fell. The EMTs reported that it was 30 meters, which is like 90 something feet, which I can't imagine it was that far. I don't know. My brother-in-law said it was something between 60 and 70 feet. My husband said it was probably 50 feet. Whatever it was, I shouldn't have lived. I was sitting there and I was thanking Hashem for all the good things in the world, my healthy children. My healthy husband, thank you, Hashem, for making me fall and not my kids. And I was thinking, thank God it wasn't my 5-year-old there, because of my five-year-old would have looked over the edge. Thank God it wasn't my almost 10-year-old. He would have tried to grab me and he might have gone down with me. I was so thankful that my daughter and I weren't holding hands when I fell, because I might have taken her down with me too. I was just thinking, okay, what is my shlachas here? Why did Hashem send me over the cliff and make me live? So I said some Tehillim, and I don't know how long I was sitting there for, saying Tehillim and saying thank you to Hashem. There's these three guys that hike there very often and know the area. They found this whole other area to climb down to me and come around to me, because there was no way to come down to me from where I was. It was a straight cliff. They came down and they climbed on the boulders by the water, which the water were, it wasn't calm waters, it was rapids, and which was not safe. They told me they were falling the whole way to get to me, and they came just to sit with me and talk to me, and they gave me water. And a little funny part was they collected my shoes. They're like, "Do you want your shoes?" I was like, "I don't really care about my shoes." They found my phone, which my phone is unscathed. But I kept sitting there and I kept thinking, this is crazy. I have all my teeth. My fingers are all there. My toes are all there. I had three chipped nails. Yeah, my back was hurting me. I was bleeding from my face. But I kept looking at my fingers and they're like, "What are you looking at?" I said, "It doesn't make sense. How did I fall so far and I'm still alive?" The guys, there was these tour boats that were going by. They were screaming to the tour boats. And I think, I don't know why the tour boats thought, like, okay, there's people down there. What, like, they didn't think, like, why people are, you know, there's, it's not safe to be there. Eventually, they realized what was going on. And at the same time, my husband called the fire department, and they needed to use ropes to get down to me because it was a cliff. They climbed down to me. Meanwhile, my sister-in-laws and my brother-in-laws found out, and they thought, like, oh my gosh, she's for sure, you know, gone. My sister-in-law said she, when she heard, she almost, her legs almost buckled underneath her, because she just, like, if you just, there was no way that someone should have fallen and lived. So Baruch Hashem, they took me by boat to the shore. This further down, there was a area that they can access an ambulance to. Baruch Hashem, I was able to partly walk. I was in a lot of pain, but not like excruciating. Baruch Hashem, Hashem really, like, really helped me. And you know, they put me in the ambulance, and they asked me all the, you know, the typical questions. Do you know the date? Do you know how old you are? What's your birthday? And I shaved off 10 years, not on purpose, off my age. And the only person that got it was the paramedic. And I didn't mean to be 10 years younger. I wouldn't mind, but it was just funny. Anyways, so they kept asking me, like, "Can we give you this? Can we?" Because they were trying to, like, I fell off the cliff, like, I should be in pain. They should be able to give me stuff. But I was really good. They gave me ice. I put ice everywhere. I arrived at the hospital, and as they were wheeling me in, the nurse said, "One second, we weren't sure what you said over the dispatch. You are, like, I didn't hear. How far did they fall? Did she fall?" And they're like, No, you heard us right." And another nurse is like, "How come you didn't intubate her?" They're like, "Because she's sitting up talking and joking and laughing with us." Like, even the nurses, everybody was shocked about the whole situation. And Baruch Hashem, they wheeled me into a room. And as soon as they wheeled me into a room, there was somebody there holding a Doppler waiting to check the baby. I want to tell you, they were like, "Can we check?" I was like, "Please, please." Baruch Hashem. Sorry. There was a heartbeat. And only after they started doing testing, the baby started kicking. Baruch Hashem, every single kick feels so good. Anyways, so Baruch Hashem, I have lots of scratches and I needed a little bit of stitching. I do have a fractured spine, but I was able to get out of bed that night and walk around a little bit. Just because I'm not a very good patient, by the way. Don't tell my clients I'm an awful patient. Can't stay in beds, can't stay in gurneys. I don't know how anybody stays in a bed for very long. I was able to move around, Baruch Hashem. Anyways, the police officer called and checked. My husband came to see me. My kids came. They met me at the hospital. And at the same time, the police officer called to check on me. And when he found out the baby was okay, my husband said he was pretty emotional on the phone. And I don't have the numbers of those three guys who came down to me. I forgot to tell you, when I was sitting on the rocks, they kept telling me again and again, "You're gonna have a great story to tell this baby. You're gonna have a great story to tell this baby." And I'm thinking, like, I don't even know if the baby's alive. I don't know. I wish I had their names to thank them. I'm like hoping the police have it on their report that I can send a message back to them, because them coming down and like helping me mentally, you know, be calm while I was waiting for the firemen. I don't know how long they were there. It felt like a long time. Baruch Hashem, I was able to leave the hospital the next day. But while I was there, the Chabad rabbi came to see me in the hospital. And he simply said he usually picks up, you know, on the other side, he doesn't pick up live people when they fall. He, you know, picks up body parts. And he asked me, like, "How are you alive?" And I don't know. But Baruch Hashem, I am really doing good. I'm, you know, walking around and I'm moving and I'm able to get around fine, Baruch Hashem. Hashem really gave me such a big miracle. And while I was still in the hospital, I was still trying to figure out what my shlichus was. Like, why did Hashem throw me over the cliff and then save me at the same time? When I was sitting there in the hospital at night and I heard some people crying out in pain, I thought, maybe, okay, maybe that's my shlichus. Maybe I'm supposed to daven for them. So I said some tehillim for them, because I really couldn't figure out why this happened. So yeah, Baruch Hashem, I have to say my body's almost, you know, like all the scratches are almost healed and my wounds are almost closed. Yes, I still have to, you know, see a neurosurgeon for my back, but Baruch Hashem, I'm so blessed.